of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, Dan Harmon introduced us to a Milwaukee company that isn't well-known but plays a significant role in developing some well-known products. Another Milwaukee area company is playing a behind-the-scenes but also vital role in the flavor of Wisconsin beverages, as well as products made by companies around the country. Northwestern Extract recently expanded into a new facility in Germantown, and its workforce is growing as well. And as we've learned about many companies in food-related businesses here, it has no plans to leave Wisconsin anytime soon. Bill Peter is president of Northwestern Extract, and he's with us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What is the extract in Northwestern Extract? What role does Northwestern Extract play in the foods that consumers see on the shelves?
An extract might be a little bit of a misnomer. We're more of a flavor house. Flavors are contained in almost every food product you're eating these days. Certainly, there are a lot of newer products out there that are completely fruit-based or something like that. But generally speaking, we are a flavor house, and our part of the product is the flavor itself.
I think it's interesting. People buy a soda or some other kind of beverage, and I think most of us just imagine that at every soda or other beverage company, there's somebody that's there designing flavors, and then they mix them all up in this big vat, and poof, there's your soda. Can you explain how flavors are developed, what you actually do?
Well, absolutely. Our product, the flavor portion of this, is used in not just beverages. We're very strong in beverages, but we also sell ingredients for candies and dairy products, pretty much soup to nuts. Our capabilities have been increased in our new facility, so we've taken on some other challenges.
Well, did I see you also do things that are not even foods, things like lip balms?
Lip balms. We have done flavorings for rat poison, which are curiously, pretty much the same as food flavors for other things, but we've done all sorts of very strange and unusual things.
Can you talk about the evolution of the company? Obviously, extract is in the title, so I'm imagining that was originally something that was a much bigger part of the equation. I mean, it was founded 80 years ago, correct?
Well, actually, we're 2 years away from our 100th
anniversary,
which is kind of exciting for us. My grandfather started the business in 1912 and incorporated it in 1918 in Milwaukee. And the extract portion of the business was related to some of the things that we sold, extracts being lemon extract, vanilla extract, things that you'd find on the shelves. And then the business closely aligned itself with the beverage industry.
Have there been factors that have kept the business here? Obviously, it was founded here, as you say, but is geography just not that big a deal in what you do that you don't necessarily need to be in a place where there's an enormous cluster of food and beverage companies?
I think that's pretty much true. We have maintained Milwaukee as our home base just because we ship all over the country. It's somewhat centralized in the country, and we do ship pretty much everywhere.
A lot of this is obviously proprietary stuff, but can you walk us through the development process? Do companies come to you with a formula already in mind or a profile, or are you designing the flavors and colors for them?
We design. I have two flavorists that are very talented people that know what all these wonderful things are that we put in there, and I'm not an expert in that field at all. So they have some very unique capabilities and do all the design work generally for our customers. We do matching of flavors. We also do prototype products that we try to sell to food companies.
By which you mean you say, here's this flavor that maybe you haven't thought of, and we think it would be a great fit for your soda company or your gum company or what have you.
Exactly. Everybody's looking for the next greatest and latest. A couple of years ago was pomegranate, and things move along.
Well, and that's an excellent point. Do you, as the company that's designing flavors, are you trying to stay ahead of the curve? Are you the one that puts the idea of pomegranate in a company's mind? Or are you hearing that pomegranate is popular someplace else, and so let's try to develop our own line of pomegranate?
Well, we're a pretty small company, so we try to be as proactive as possible. But for the most part, we're developing along with other very huge corporations that have somewhat better eye on the products.
Are you able to talk about some of the companies that you're either working with now or in the past about where people might actually experience flavors that were developed by Northwestern Extract?
Well, we do an awful lot of root beer around the country. We do work with Sprecher in town here, and we do work with some other people all around the country. So locally, we've had some input into the Sprecher product. We do work with Black Bear, has a nice little business down in the South Side. So those are some of the places where you can find our products.
Why has Northwestern Extract been able to grow while other parts of the economy have had trouble during the recession?
I think, in general, it's just because of the food business. You know, people have to eat. And there's always new and interesting types of products, flavors, that are coming into the market. And people come to us, ask us for some help with developing those things. And, you know, we've done pretty well that way.
Do you feel like you're in, if not a completely recession-proof part of the economy, a safer part of the economy than some other, certainly manufacturing areas?
I think so. I think food products in general are not a high-cost item, and maybe a $4 can of energy drink might be a little pricey these days. But there are certainly other knockoffs that come around and reduce the cost to consumers. So I think somebody is going to have 50 cents or a dollar for a can of pop or a bag of chips or something like that. So I think it's a part of what you eat every day as well as kind of a part of a lifestyle.
If someone were to take a look at the factory, you just expanded to a new facility in Germantown. What are the kinds of things that actually go on there, and what does the finished product look like, if you will?
You'd see a room with a lot of big tanks in it and some small tanks, a lot of different sized bottles of very potent ingredients and some not so potent. But generally speaking, it's a mixing process, and we blend things together, different ingredients from minute particles to larger ingredients. And the processing is pretty much a cold process where we put stuff in a big tank and put it into gallon jugs and ship it off to our customer.
Your manufacturing facility has grown, and I gather your workforce is also growing. What are some of the positions that a flavoring company has on staff? Who are the people that actually make the flavors?
Well, certainly the flavorists are an essential part of a flavor business, and their expertise is extremely important. We have production people that will learn the mixing and ratios, how to put things together, how to read a recipe. We have other people that do packaging, pretty basic sorts of flavor, and the usual shipping, receiving, and plenty of paperwork.
And you, yeah.
And me.
This was, you said, your grandfather's business. Why has it stayed in the family?
That's a good question. There was a time at which probably might have thought about doing other things, but I took over the business in 1986 and continued from there. My son's in the business right now, one of my sons, and he's doing our purchasing and some sales. So it's a nice business. It's consistent. It's not all that glamorous, but it does produce a profit and keep it working. So I'm happy to have it and happy to be here.
Well, Bill Peter, thanks so much for sharing the story of your company with us.
Mitch, thank you.
Bill Peter is president of Northwestern Extract, the flavoring company his grandfather started in Milwaukee almost 100 years ago. The company just left Brookfield and moved into a new facility in Germantown. We'll take one more break and then go from a company that makes flavors for beverages around the world to a Milwaukee-based company that makes beverages from ingredients around the world. The story of Reishi Tea is next on Lake Effect.